Cabin hospitals save more lives. Feng Bangli, a resident of Wuhan, Hebei, began to have a fever at the end of January and suspected that he had been infected with the virus. He tried several times to be admitted to a hospital, but failed. He eventually gave up and stayed at home, taking drugs prescribed by doctors. At that time, too many patients were waiting to see doctors at every hospital, and it was not possible for me to get a bed, said Fong. Days later, with the community staff's help, Fong tested positive for COVID-19 and was sent to a makeshift hospital for treatment. Without such makeshift hospitals, many COVID-9 patients, like me, may never have found a bed, said Fong, who recovered and was discharged from the makeshift hospital in Wuchang District at the end of February, after staying there for 12 days. Like Fong, more than 12,000 COVID-19 patients in Wuhan received treatment and care at 15 makeshift hospitals, which were converted from exhibition halls, sports stadiums, and warehouses. These hospitals, which mainly receive patients with mild symptoms, contained one in every four confirmed COVID-19 patients in the city, said Ma Xiaowei, Minister of China's National Health Commission. Building makeshift hospitals was a key decision made in the critical moment when Wuhan was facing a formidable task of epidemic control, and it has played an indispensable role in both prevention and treatment of the disease, he said. Makeshift hospitals have greatly eased pressure on designated hospitals to receive and treat patients, which made it possible to treat and isolate all people in need, said Zhu Junmei, Vice President of Wuchang Makeshift Hospital. They were the life vessels during the peak of the epidemic. Makeshift hospitals have now been embraced in other countries. 8 makeshift hospitals are being built in Tehran, Iran, to fight against the virus. The one converted from the Iran Mall, the largest shopping mall in the country, is expected to have a total of 3,000 beds, according to People's Daily. On March 29th, New York converted a grassy meadow in Central Park into a makeshift hospital, where it will provide 68 hospital beds. Considering the ways we can increase hospital capacity right now is incredibly important. Dr. Andrew Ibrahim, a surgeon at the University of Michigan, told Architecture, "If hospitals do become overwhelmed and new facilities need to be built up,